Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free, indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
Wilfrid Laurier University quarterback Callum Wither, kind enough to join us. And this dude is a guy that you need to watch in the 2025 U Sports season. He's a transfer from Ohio University, a local kid born and raised in KW, coming home, spent time behind Curtis Rourke at Ohio University, has a relationship with Nathan Rourke because those two brothers are tight, as we know, and also has spent some time around Taylor Elgersma, who's plying his quarterback trade in the NFL currently. But Callum, first and foremost with you, how did you end up going from Ohio University to Wilfrid Laurier?
Yeah, so it all kind of happened pretty fast, and it ended up working out. So I ended up graduating from Ohio University in 3 years. We had a coaching staff changeover and kind of just got realization it was time for a new spot and a new opportunity. And then with Taylor departing and the timeline of my graduation, it just ended up working out that coming back to Canada was the best option for me. Met with Coach Falls, loved his message and everything that he was as a coach. And I just kind of knew that Laurier was going to be the spot for me.
It makes a lot of sense considering that's where you grew up. But were any other schools in the mix in Canada to try to bring you away from the Kitchener-Waterloo area?
I took visits and I talked to other schools, obviously graduating and then getting into the, a graduate program and looking in towards my future and football. I think it's smart to keep your options open, but it ended up just coming down to Laurier at the end of the day.
Let's look in the past a little bit before we go forward, because as I mentioned, you have a relationship with Curtis Rourke and Nathan Rourke. What were you able to take away from your time with them that you could put into your game as you go ahead with the Golden Hawks?
Yeah, I think just seeing the way those guys, both very high-level players, smart, really good football players, I think just spending a lot of time with them, you realize there's a certain way to approach the game and a certain kind of work ethic you have to have and how you have to treat it as a job. And I think just getting to see from Curtis for 2 years and also spending some time with Nate, just getting to be with them and see the way they approach the game, I think that was a big learning point for me getting to be with them.
What really stood out to you about Nathan Rourke? And I ask that because he's a well-known name across the country now. He's a mobile quarterback, has done some really great things in the Canadian Football League, and even in the NFL preseason got a shout-out from Patrick Mahomes. Some might argue that he should have got a little better shake down south, but fans up here in the CFL, happy to see him doing his thing in the CFL.
Yeah, Nathan is a tremendous football player, but I think he's an even better guy. Just spending time with Nate, working with Rob Williams, QB Motion on Instagram, spending a lot of time with them. I've gotten to see the way Nate works and the way he, again, approaches the game. There's one guy that works extremely hard at his craft and is incredibly dedicated, and that's Nathan. And I'm happy to say I've spent time with him and gotten to take pieces of his game and say, oh, he's really good at this, and kind of approach that and put it into my game. But Nathan works his tail off, and there's nobody that works harder.
Have you worked specifically with Rob Williams? Because he's kind of transforming the game a little bit as far as QB development.
I've been a Rob Williams guy for 6 or 7 years now. So I've been around the block with Rob. He's a tremendous guy, really good coach, and someone I'm glad to have in my corner.
Hey, if you're doing things with Rob, man, you're going to have a high ceiling here, I think, with the Golden Hawks and potentially beyond. Callum Wither joins us, the newest Wilfrid Laurier University Golden Hawks quarterback. We talked about your ties, you know, to the guys at Ohio University, the Rourke brothers, but you come into Laurier filling a big spot with Taylor Elgersma leaving, signing with the Green Bay Packers, looking really good in the preseason, by the way. We'll get to that. But you've actually had some crossover and spent time with Taylor Elgersma before he went to NFL training camp, right?
Yeah, so Taylor, fortunately, before he left for training camp, there was about a month, I would say, he was back, and I was just really fortunate to get to work with him. And you know, we had a lot of meeting, a lot of chalk talk time, and going over the playbook and Canadian football and the 12th man. And then on the field, you know, we got to be good friends, doing a lot of throwing competitions, golfing, stuff like that. But overall, Taylor's a really good guy, and I'm really happy to see he's killing it in the NFL.
The interesting part to me about you connecting with Taylor is the fact that he's going to learn the American game. You're coming back up here to learn the Canadian game. So did you guys share your knowledge that way?
Yeah, there was a little conversation on the golf course talking about the differences for sure. We definitely talked about it, and I talked to him about, you know, the American game and the fast pace and the way the field's smaller and 11 guys, less motion, and he did the opposite for me. And I think that was really nice to have him, obviously a guy that understands football at a really high level, just be able to explain, you know, the way he sees defenses and the way he thinks about football. So that was really fun.
From seeing him throw live, what do you think sets Taylor Elgersma apart to earn an NFL opportunity with the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, like, a lot of dudes can throw a football, but I think Taylor's an incredibly smart football player. Just spending time with him and talking football, even not on the field, just getting to see how his brain processes and the way he thinks about the game and sees it, I think is pretty special.
Have you been watching him in the preseason with the Packers?
Yeah, I watched the preseason game with the Colts the other day. He was killing it.
What was your assessment of him playing the American game, one that you've been down at Ohio University playing for a few years?
Yeah, I thought he did really well. He looks like he belongs there. There's no doubt in my mind that I think he can play down there with those guys, and I'm really happy to see that he's showing that.
Golden Hawks fans are hoping that you play really well for the team this year. Defending Yates Cup champions, made a Vanier Cup appearance last year with Taylor Elgersma at the helm. Return a lot of guys on defense, a good chunk of guys on offense. Add Callum Wither into the mix. It could be a great team there with Wilfrid Laurier University. What's it been like for you to assimilate to the locker room, get ingratiated with your teammates there?
Yeah, I've been incredibly fortunate to be a part of some really good teams and with some really great guys. And I just think the locker room and the group of guys that are here with me at Laurier are incredible. I've been so happy to know them and get to know all these guys. You know, we're playing ping pong on the hour off between lunch and meetings and doing all sorts of stuff and just spending lots of time together. And I think when you have a really solid group of guys, it makes assimilating a lot better because they're more welcoming. And I've just been incredibly fortunate to spend time with these guys and get to know them.
I would imagine playing for head coach Michael Faulds would have been a draw for you. What was the recruiting process like with him? And then now actually being on the team with him?
I think we had like one meeting for an hour. And I think within that time I was kind of like, yeah, I know this is going to be the guy. When you meet my coach Faulds, when you meet Coach Faulds, you kind of get the sense that, you know, there's a little grit to him and there's a passion towards the sport. And when you see a guy like that and see how much he loves the game and the way he approaches it, it's just, who wouldn't want to play for him?
Definitely some grit to him, man. I don't know if you've heard, but in the past, he's out there on the field shoveling the snow off so the guys can get practices on the field when their season has come to an end. They utilized all of the practice time, I think going all the way up to the Vanier Cup. If they didn't make it, it was something that Faulds instituted there. So it's interesting to me that stuck out to you in an hour or less in your first meeting with him. One of the other people who was really key in Taylor Elgersma's development was offensive coordinator Todd Galloway. He's been at it for a number of years now in Canadian university football. What's it been like getting to know him and then understanding the nuances of the offense that you're going to run?
Coach Galloway's been amazing. He's a phenomenal coach and a great guy, and I've been really happy to get to know him over the last couple months. I've spent a lot of time with him, so I've gotten to know him pretty well, I feel like. We've been meeting pretty much every day. Even today on a Sunday morning, we went in there together meeting, and just learning from him and the way he sees the game as a coach and the way that I can take that and see it as a player, I think has been really special. The way he draws up plays and understands defenses and route running, because he was a receiver, is something pretty special. And learning from him, I've been incredibly fortunate.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
Who are some of the playmakers on offense with Wilfred Laurier that we need to keep an eye on this season?
I'll give you a couple right now. I got Laiomi Ogetolayo. That's our Z receiver. Ethan Jordan, who's our W. Raiden Thorne, Ryan Hughes, Jace Atkinson, Jackson Stebbings, right there. That's all my, those are my recs right there. I want all of them getting the ball.
That sounds like a great group. And Ethan Jordan was selected by the Ottawa Redblacks in the 2025 CFL draft, spent training camp there, and now is back with Wilfred Laurier. I've heard that Ryan Hughes, from CFL scouts at least, might have the best upside of anyone in that group. No disrespect to anyone there. There's a lot of athleticism. But what have you seen specifically from Hughes?
He's a really good guy off the field. But on the field, you know, you can tell he belongs. He's a younger guy in our room on our starting offense, but he's been very special. Watching him jump up and make some crazy one-handed grabs, and the way he runs really crisp routes and understands how to use his leverage and defender's keys, I think has been really special. Like, he's going to be a really good player.
Wilfred Laurier University quarterback Callum Wither joins us, and you're a local boy from the area now playing for the Golden Hawks, but let's go back to when you were a kid. How did you start playing football?
Yeah, so growing up, I had a bucket that I used to put on my head when I was probably 3 or 4. and I used to say it was a football helmet. And then one day I got a flyer home from school saying, you know, for the Waterloo Region Predators at the time. Ended up joining them, I think, a week later. And from there on, it was football, football, football.
Did you always play quarterback the entire way through your career?
My first season, I was a defensive tackle. I was the biggest kid on the field. And then everybody started growing, and I wasn't the biggest kid, so I played quarterback. And from there on out, yeah, I was just quarterback the whole time.
Were there any people along the way? I would imagine Football North would be among this, but people or programs or coaches or the like that were very instrumental in your development?
I got tons of people. I could sit here and name 100 names if I had the time. But Jamie Lalonde comes to mind. Larry Justanis, both coaches at Football North. Guys I still talk to consistently to this day. Rob Williams throughout my high school and collegiate career. Anthony Cannon was a guy I worked with. Damon Allen. There's been tons of coaches that I've been incredibly fortunate. Steven Garcia down in Florida. There's been so many coaches that have you know, poured into me, and I've been really fortunate to be around have a village of coaches that have helped me along this journey. So those are just some of the names of guys that I've been incredibly fortunate to have in my corner.
You mentioned Football North there, and I think it's worth noting that that's where you played your high school football, and yeah. Those were some long days. Like, you had to be dedicated to do what you did. What did a day look like there from start to finish, including the timing? You were up early, I think, even going to bed pretty late.
Yeah, so started in grade 9. I was taking the GO bus and then two city buses from Waterloo to Mississauga every day. So the 25, the 45, and the 29. It was about a 2.5 hour ride. So I'd leave the house about 5:15, get on the bus 5:30, get to school for just about 8 o'clock when the bell rung. And then after school was workouts, study hall, a little break, had another workout, head on home, do it all over tomorrow.
What a day, bro. That is dedication at a young age as a minor niner. You're getting after it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I often say to people when they ask me about it, you know, that was the best time like I've had. I loved that because it was all about not only the grind, but the process. And I think when you're fully in it, it's there's nothing better. Like you, when you're fully into something and you're really putting everything you have into one common goal, you know, nothing's better.
You definitely were fully invested in it, and that led to your scholarship at Ohio University. But now we find you at Wilfrid Laurier University. For the people that don't know you, Callum, or haven't seen you play, what's your style like?
I like to get back there and sling the ball, but I like to think – I don't really know. I wouldn't say – I would say more pro style, but you'll see on Saturdays – There's a time and a place where you have to use your feet and extend plays. And I think that's something that over the course of the years, I've gotten a lot better at. And I'm just excited to be out there with my guys on Saturday night and go play.
In terms of your goals for the 2025 season, have you set some team ones and also personal?
Yeah, I think, you know, every team in the country wants to play on November 22nd. And I think that's a goal amongst every team in Canada. And obviously here for us, that's something you know, we intend to achieve and intend to set our goal there and reach that goal. But I think as a unit, we're kind of focused on week one and just saying, let's go 1-0 this week, this practice, this meeting, let's go 1-0 and give our best effort in the moment rather than focus on all the external goals of the awards. You know, we got Coach Michael Falls at the helm. We're here for week one.
There's some people that I've talked to that believe that if you continue on your development track, and it's worth noting you're 22 years old, that you could potentially get a pro opportunity in the CFL or perhaps even the NFL. You are graduated with a degree from Ohio University. How much longer do you envision playing collegiate football in terms of your eyes on the pros wanting to make the jump there?
Yeah, so just talking with my family and Coach Falls and the other people in my corner, you know, we're kind of taking it 1 year at a time. We'll go through this year and see how that goes and decide on next year and the year after that. And who knows, we're just kind of one step at a time and we'll cross those bridges when we get to them.
What's it going to be like for you, Callum? You haven't actually played in a game for a number of years now. Can you imagine the emotions that are going to be flowing through your body, the adrenaline and the rest when you finally get back on that football field competing and, you know, not just sitting on the sideline holding a clipboard?
Yeah, it's something that I've been waiting for a long time. And I think that's going to make that moment a little extra special come week one. But at the end of the day, I think I get to look at it from a perspective of I have 3 years of preparation for one game rather than I've been sitting along waiting my turn. I've been preparing for 3 years for this opportunity. So I'm incredibly excited.
That's a great way to look at it. I asked you about your playing style, and I'm curious just for the people out there that might not get to see you in person live until you're on, you know, OUA.TV or down the road in the playoffs, potentially at the Vanier Cup. How tall are you? Give me your real height, because I know some guys lie about it on the roster. And then what's your playing weight?
If you look at the roster, it is pretty correct. So I'm 6'4", and then weight is 216, 217 right now. So a little bit, I'm not the smallest guy. I'm not the biggest guy on the field though. But that is the legit height and weight for sure.
That's pretty big for a quarterback, man. I mean, checking in at 6'4", it's a little taller than I was in my day. I put on the roster that I was 6 feet, but really it was like 5'11 and a half, but round it up. So I hope that's okay.
If I rounded up to 6'5", then it'd be too obvious. 6'4" is like perfect. That's where I'm at. And, if you pulled out the tape, I think I'd hit it.
I'll get you out on this, Callum. What's it been like for you coming home? Because you have been away from home for a number of years.
Yeah, it's been great. I will say, like, growing up with and going to Football North and not really being home a lot and, you know, spending time in Buffalo at high school and in Ohio and all these other places, it's been awesome to get to spend some more time with my family. You know, once I hit high school, those opportunities were kind of gone, and I missed a lot of stuff. Sister's graduations, weddings, stuff like that. And just being able to be more present with my family and my friends has been really awesome.
Well, we appreciate you sharing some time, wishing you all the best this season. I love watching the Canadian University quarterbacks continue to push the bar higher and higher, like Taylor Elgersma has done, you know, Trey Ford before him, getting a look in the CFL as well. And I feel like there's another group to come, and you could definitely be part of it. So intrigued to see what you do, man.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meat Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.